This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. With our time together devoted to a focus on farming and the farmers, the American Family Farmer, food and family, all these things come together in this discussion that we have in our podcast as well. We're interested in organic farming, small farming, ideas that will help save your farm, all that stuff. And at the beginning of each hour, I'd like to bring you up to date on a couple of news items. I find it interesting to note this week that Bayer, the owner of Monsanto, failed to persuade a California appeals court to overturn a verdict favoring that school groundskeeper who claimed that it was Roundup, the weed killer, that caused his cancer. They reduced the amount of the damages by 70% to $20 million. That's what the court did, the appeals court. The decision came after the San Francisco jury in August a couple of years ago awarded $289 million to Mr. Dwayne Johnson for his lymphoma. This was cut down to $78 million by a trial judge, and now it's been cut down more in favor of Bayer and Monsanto, even though there is no denying, they haven't denied, that the cancer was caused by the Roundup. And this is very interesting because you look at the billions of dollars that Bayer has set aside to pay off the cases where they've been found guilty, and there were still thousands of cases left, I think 100,000 lawsuits, as a matter of fact. They have put aside almost $11 billion to try to settle these lawsuits because the link is clear between glyphosate and cancer, and glyphosate is the main ingredient in Roundup. So the verdict and the payout is, I would think, would make it harder for Bayer to resolve the lawsuits by anybody else that is suing them. They are a drug company headquartered in Germany. They also a pesticide company there, and there are a lot of lawsuits against them in Europe. And then for those who don't remember, who don't have this in their background, the forerunner, the Bayer name came after World War II because the parent company was the one that developed the gas that was used in Auschwitz and the other camps to kill the Jews. So this is the same company. Bayer called the decision that was made, quote, a step in the right direction. It says it may appeal to the California Supreme Court because they say the verdict is inconsistent with evidence in the law. So one wonders how much money these people have spent on lawyers to try to upend the results that juries and courts and judges have given to plaintiffs who have been victimized by this crap. Bayer has long said that they stand behind the safety and reliability and utility of Roundup. If that's the case, then why did you put aside $11 billion to settle these lawsuits? This was an 86-page decision. The court said that Johnson offered abundant evidence that glyphosate, together with other ingredients that are exclusively found in Roundup products, caused his cancer. It said the payout must be reduced because California law did not afford damages for a shortened life expectancy. One would think with all the craziness in California that they could come up with a law that would better protect its residents instead of being as nutbirdy as they are. Anyway, Mr. Johnson's lawyer, a fellow named Brent Wisner, called the decision another major victory for his client. He calls him Lee. Lee will not live an entire life with his children and his wife, but he said hopefully his compensation will help them. In California, the law is irrational, And, you know, you look at some of this stuff, see all of the coverage that it has gotten in local newspapers and local the social media, but there hasn't been one discussion of this anywhere on most of the agricultural broadcasts because of the money that Monsanto spends buying advertising on all the big ag programs, whether it's television or radio. Look at all the ads that they have, and the people that produce these shows, they don't want to alienate their big sponsor. So they don't go and investigate, and they don't tell these stories, and you don't know, therefore, how horrible it is. Those of you who still stand behind Roundup, I'm sorry, I feel, well, I'm sorry for you, because it seems to me there's, we all justify things in our own mind. People that love their religion, they justify it whether it's right or wrong. Or their politics, they justify the leaders, whether they're right or wrong. They justify family situations. It isn't always that we do things because they're smart or the right thing to do. It's because we're comfortable with them. And it's easy to say, if all your friends are saying, yeah, I use Roundup, that helps me grow more crops. So you avoid the discussion of what Roundup does actually to the soil, or more importantly, to the people who are eating the stuff that's grown in the plants that is sprayed with Roundup, or the ground around it sprayed with. You avoid all of that because I have more money in the bank, and that's what's important. And so here we go, around and around we go. It's time to do a little more critical thinking, I think, when it comes to stuff like this. And that would be my point. I'll have a commentary later in the hour, but up next, we're going to meet Katie Jo Evans, who is the co-founder of The Frozen Farmer. We'll find out from her why that may ring a bell with you. That is the term, the reference to the frozen farmer. Katie Jo Evans coming up next here on the this week's version of the American Family Farmer. Don't forget the podcast that we have. The one that's most recently up there at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on how to survive as an organic grower, an organic farmer. So we had somebody from a farm, 59 acres I think they had, talking about a lot of the programs that are available for organic growers as well. The Organic Growers School really provides a lot of help for people down in the Appalachians, and it's a good model for the rest of the country. So, if you want to check it out, Farmer Doug here with your survival kit. To be an organic grower, you got to have a lot of strong you-know-what. Check that story out. And all of our podcasts from the very beginning of the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
The American Family Farmer now with Katie Evans. Going to introduce you to her and her story. She's a co-founder with her husband of The Frozen Farmer. I remember, as I'm talking to you, I remember seeing you on Shark Tank. So I want to start with the experience you and your husband had and how this got to be the prominent episode that it was. I remember thinking, wow, this is really kind of cool. And you've been covered not only because you're on Shark Tank, but the idea of what you're doing with your fruits and vegetables has gained national attention in other news media. So, first of all, Katie, welcome. Tell us the story of the Shark Tank episode.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so my husband and I are third-generation family farmers. We till close to 3,000 acres now of grains and fresh produce, and we established The Frozen Farmer along with my mom in 2015 after we had a load of misfit and ugly strawberries that were just maybe a day past the peak of ripeness to sell to the grocery stores, and yet they were still perfectly edible. And we came up with the idea of making our strawberries into strawberry sorbet. And that's really, you know, where we started The Frozen Farmer and learned how to, you know, make other flavors of ice cream, super premium ice cream, and a product that we call Nice Cream, which is a blend of sorbet and ice cream together, and basically just diversified ourselves and started making other fruit flavors from the commodities that we grew, like watermelon and cantaloupe and honeydew. And so we have a whole line of fruit-based ice cream flavors. We have some traditional flavors as well. And it really took off from there. And we pitched our idea to Shark Tank, and here we are.
So the we have the... I watch Shark Tank all the time. I love the way the core group, the original group, and how they get along and what comes from the episodic adventures of the people that were there that night. Who did you like, and how far did you get?
Well, we landed a deal with Lori Grenier, and so obviously we very much liked Lori. They were all so kind and gracious, and we really took a lot away from the experience from all of them.
So what has the deal been to sort of complete the circle in talking about the Shark Tank episode? Lori Grenier has a lot of ties to the QVC and other home shopping channels, so I can't imagine that didn't do anything but help. But what sort of was it like working with her, and where has your business gone since making the deal with her?
Well, since our episode aired, we were in 71 grocery chains at that time. We're in more than 376 now. So we've really grown quite substantially, even since episode air. And, of course, we've had the pandemic at hand, which has, you know, posed its own struggle on the grocery side of things. So the fact that our grocery business has grown despite the pandemic has been very encouraging. Our deal with Lori was contingent on landing a national chain, which we have. We're at every giant food store in the nation now, which is exciting for us, and we're working on repackaging our product for 2021 shelf set to really highlight the healthy aspects of our product.
All right, so you have a number of different products, it sounds like. You have fruit that you sell on its own that's maybe ugly. You have regular vegetables and fruit that you sell on the farm, and you have ice cream. Have I got it right, or is it more complicated than that?
No, we sell fresh produce to directly to grocery chains on the farm side of our operation. We also have dairy, gluten, fat-free sorbet, and super premium ice cream, and then our Nice Cream, which is a blend of the ice cream and sorbet. So, yes, we do a lot of different things here.
Is it regional or is it national?
Currently, we're in 7 states in the Northeast region, but we're looking to go national in 2021, and we do distribute nationwide directly to doorstep. You can order our products online at www.thefrozenfarmer.com directly to your doorstep.
Good salesperson. Lori has taught you well. Or maybe you had it in your blood to begin with. Let's find out about that. Since you are a farm girl, we'll continue with our focus on the frozen farmer here. Katie Jo Evans with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Moving along now, Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer Show this week with Katie Jo Evans. She and her husband run the Frozen Farmer. But the stuff that you sell locally, you must be known as something other than the Frozen Farmer to the people locally who come to the farm or to whom you distribute regular produce in the seven or eight states where you're now active.
Yeah, so our parent company is Evans Farms, and really that's what we're known as well.
So Evans Farms, all right, I would like to know, you may have heard me talking earlier about the relationship some farmers have with Monsanto and Bayer and the various things that are used by some farmers to supposedly enhance the growing of crops. What's your position on that? Do you get into it? Have you used the stuff? Do your customers want to know, or they want organic? Do they want the regular conventional, whether it's at the farm or the people that you're bringing your foodstuffs to in the grocery market chains?
Well, I think more than even organic anymore with customers, it's really important that customers know where their food comes from, especially now more than ever, with COVID-19 at hand and the pandemic. What I'm seeing as trending in the industry is not necessarily so much for organic. We're sustainable. We have sustainable farming practices here at Evans Farms. We only spray when we absolutely need to. We use the safest products possible. However, we do our best to educate consumers really on where their food comes from, the safe growing and handling practices that we use on our farm, and I've found that that's even more important to consumers than just saying, oh, our products are organic. A lot of consumers want to know that they're safely handled. They want to know the grower behind their food, and really that's the connection that we're able to provide at Evans Farms with our customers at the Frozen Farmer as well.
Well, one of the things that stands out here, given that you come from the farm, you and your husband are farm kids, and you grew up around a different attitude. What was it like as you grew up, or you're a third generation? So looking back at your grandparents and how they farmed, do you have more land than they did? Did they farm using different techniques? Did they feel that there was a message that was different and stronger during their time than might work today?
Well, of course, farming's come a long way since our family farm was established. I actually married into farming, so let me preface that. But my first job was on a farm when I was 12 years old, planting pumpkins and picking produce. And so it's kind of always been in my blood, the passion for agriculture that I have. But Evans Farm started with just 65 acres and a dream. And we've really grown it to what it is today, which is we sell close to 3,000 acres in Delaware. And we started doing tree fruit at Evans Farms, which is something that we don't do at all. We worked really hard to diversify our farm, which I think is really important to farmers all across the nation, that we remain diversified in our crops. And, you know, we've just worked really hard to grow it to what it is. Obviously, we have a lot more technology at our expense now that makes us more efficient and able to handle more acres than they were able to handle back then.
How easy or hard is it to get help?
Help is always a struggle in agriculture. Every single year, you know, labor is an issue. We hear that across the industry. We have farm friends all across the nation, and, you know, it's definitely a problem. I think any farmer will tell you that. Farmers are obviously facing, you know, more of a problem this year than ever with the pandemic at hand and the H2A program and all of the struggles there. But, I mean, even on a year that's not, you know, like this one, I mean, labor has always been an issue in agriculture.
Yeah, it is. And you get to down, I have a dairy farm, a dairy replacement operation, and I've always tried to get people who were really in it, and I understood it, and were with me. They had the same values as I do. I don't have a big, I use about 800 acres of land on my farm to grow the various things that I need and or I sell. I don't sell anything food or, you know, I'll do sell some ice cream. Matter of fact, I may want to try some of the ice cream, the nice cream that you have on my operation. We'll talk about that. Katie Jo Evans here, along with her husband, they founded the Frozen Farmer, also run Evans Farm in Bridgeville, Delaware.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawintowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump deploying federal agents to more American cities to combat violence that he says is getting out of control.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children.
The president citing deadly violence, particularly in Chicago, and arguing that he has no choice but to get the feds involved. He called it a rampage of violence, ordering a federal law enforcement surge to the Windy City in particular. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler joining crowds last night in that Oregon city where protests for racial and social justice have been going for over 50 days straight. Wheeler, who is also the city's police commissioner, was at times confronted and booed by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a source saying that the situation is that the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West. Apparently a recent Twitter rampage by Kanye. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Moving back into our discussion so you can know more about how this particular farm works. A lot of great ideas, and that's what we want to present here on the American Family Farmer. How do you survive and thrive, in fact? Katie Jo Evans with her husband Kevin. They own Evans Farm in Delaware. How far are you from the water gap? I don't know where Bridgeville is. Is that inland somewhat?
We're close to the Delaware beaches. We're about 35 minutes away from shore.
Okay, all right. So the soil there should be pretty good. I'm thinking not a lot of rocks, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like about being a New Englander. We have rocks. I have rocks on top of rocks. I think rocks grow here in the off-season, but I always relish talking to people who come from your neck of the woods because there are no rocks to be found anywhere. Would it be that we could be that fortunate up here in New England? So one of the things you're talking about was food waste, and that's what was the origin of the frozen farmer. I've seen other people who had were packaging. It seems to me there was a fellow a couple of years ago who started with ugly potatoes and ugly corn and ugly beets and ugly produce in general that wouldn't be something that most people would want to buy. They want the perfect looking apple. They don't want any blemishes on it and that sort of thing. And yet all that food is just that food. So it could be used in the canneries or it can be used in other areas. I know they sell it at a discount in some places. And so I wonder if you just take some of the fruit and vegetables that you have and put them in a special bin on your farm at your retail, on your retail side.
Certainly. We sell second-grade produce at our farm market as well. We actually established Delaware's first drive-through market in 2016. So you can drive your vehicle right through our building, which is a kind of a cool concept. And it's allowed us to, you know, safely pivot during COVID-19, which is something we can talk about. But we certainly have an area in our market that we dedicate to second-grade fruit. And we put out on Facebook, we use our social media platforms as a great way to let our consumers know what we have available, and we sell it on social media, our second grade produce as well. Whatever we're not able to use at the frozen farmer in our ice cream and sorbet line, we're able to move through our farm market. So reducing food waste is something that I'm extremely passionate about. I think as farmers, something just more important for us to focus on than, you know, increasing our growing practices and, you know, production on per acre for crops is also being mindful of the food that we waste per acre and, you know, repurposing it or being able to reuse it and educating the consumers about that produce as well so that they're able to continue on that path of reducing food waste.
Do you have a composting operation? I would think that a lot of people who buy from you would want to recycle the food waste. That's something that I'm actually about to do on my farm, bringing in a fellow who specializes in taking food waste, mixes it up, and makes quite a business out of it. It's good for the soil. One of the reasons that I wanted to do it is because I can use half of it on my farm for fertilizer. I don't use chemicals. I don't like conventional fertilizers. So I wonder if that's something you do or may do. Do you have any animals on your farm?
We do. We have chickens on our farm. The chickens love the watermelon rinds. And we have a local farmer who has pigs, and so we help him feed his pigs. But we do not have a composting facility on our farm.
But the pig manure from him, do you use that? That's fabulous stuff.
Oh, we do not use his pig manure, no.
No. So how do you then fertilize? How do you get the best to make sure that what you're putting, you know, what happens with a lot of the people that are using sprays and that technique, it's great to save what you're growing, but it's not good for the soil. So what kind of soil amendments are you using to, you know, if you're putting a lot of pressure on the land, they're growing a lot of stuff, so how do you pay the soil back?
So a lot of what Delaware farmers do is use chicken manure as fertilizer, windrowing practices and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's it. And whatever waste compost, that, yeah, okay, that makes good sense. So you made reference to the pandemic or whatever it is you want to call it. I think that's an overused word. But under the circumstances, it certainly has affected all aspects of our lives. The drive-through market, I'll share with you an experience that I had on my farm. If you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you'll see pictures and video of my farm operation. One of the things that we did as we went into the season was to be completely COVID compliant. We allowed people to drive in, give us an order. They would drive. We have ice cream. I have converted old buses into roadworthy vehicles to sell ice cream instead of just putting it in a truck, and gets a lot of attention that way. People would come in. They'd order. We'd prepare it for them, bring it to their car. Everybody was wearing masks and gloves. Couldn't get out of your car. And it was the first 3-4 weeks we did it. It was fabulous. So how does that mirror what you've done?
Something very similar. We actually have a wing on the east side of our building that's kind of a carport. It's got doors on the front and back that we open, garage doors. And we designed it really for, like, the busy family headed down to the Delaware and Maryland beaches that want to buzz through for fresh produce but don't want to get all their kids out of the car and, you know, have the inconvenience of unloading and officially stopping on their way to the vacation or on their way home. But when the pandemic hit in March, it really served us as a way to safely serve our community the essential goods that they need in a safer manner. They buzz through the same way as that family headed to or from the beach, but they were placing their order online with us or over the phone so that we could prepare that order in advance and have it ready when their car came through the drive-through to pick up. Same way we were masked and gloved, we still are. We loaded up their trunk and sent the customer on their way. And it's been a really great model for us throughout the pandemic. It's something that, you know, has remained extremely busy for our business, and it's a fantastic way that we've had a great response from the community, a way to help them keep safe and, you know that, you know, they're shopping safely without, you know, any exposure to anyone else.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, the key things, is to keep the public aware of what you're doing and to make them feel comfortable at what you're doing. We'll continue. I want to talk about women working in farms in your neck of the woods and how that works as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. Katie Jo Evans with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, with a focus on your way to lose weight, farmer or no farmer, mother, father, brother, sister, people have gained weight during the situation that we've all been living in the last 6 months or so. So now here's a product. If you bring yourself to toploss.com or calitrin.com, you can get the product information that's there, a lot of important information describing what this product is, how it works, what the ingredients are, and how to use it. Clinical studies prove over and over and over again that Calitrin works best. It's an all-natural product. And by the way, when you buy it, you're not going to sign up for, okay, I'll send you three this month, and then next month you get three more, and the month after that you get, no, none of that. You don't have anything that ties you to the product other than how you use it and your own success. So, the weight loss movement is alive and well. Go to toploss.com. Read about Calitrin, its ingredients, why it will work for you, why you should stay on the program for 5 or 6 months, because once your body is tuned into losing the weight, trained into it, then you keep the program going for a while, and that will make, when you get off of it, you're going to lose the weight, but you want to keep it off. That's the secret to this. Go to toploss.com. Well, there's a lot of secrets as to how it works. No secret ingredients, though. All spelled out on the label, on the Calitran. Either you get a bottle of the liquid or you can get a canister of the capsules. But no matter what, follow the directions and you will be successful. Toploss.com, the website. The discount code is DJV. You'll pay no shipping with that. And you get the BOGO deal. Buy three or more and get an equal number for nothing. That's right. It's free. Buy three, get three free. Get on the program. Lose the weight. Enjoy your health. And you'll tell other people about it, I'm sure. Start with going to toploss.com. And your first purchase, you'll use the code DJV.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, one thing's for sure about this COVID-19 pandemic, most of us have had a lot of time to consume a lot of content. But instead of binging on Netflix and Amazon Prime, Classic Radio Club is making it easy to go for a trip into yesteryear with old-time radio dramas. Carl Amari is the founder.
You know, we work with the rights holders, so we're provided the master recordings. We pay royalties for the broadcast and sale of these radio shows. ClassicRadioClub.com is for those people who just want to be sent 10 shows each month. It's 5 hours a month of material that I select, because I'm going through a library of over 100,000 shows, and I pick really great, rare, interesting programs, write about them, and send this to them as part of a club.
Check it out, ClassicRadioClub.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Moving back into the fold here with Katie Jo Evans. She and her husband founded the Frozen Farmer, but they've been working the Evans Farm down in Bridgeville, Delaware. It's a great place. Go to their website, thefrozenfarmer.com, and see what they're doing. So you have children. I wonder how much they are working, and how does you being on the farm help your children and help the school system? Are you working with the school districts to help distribute some produce, whether it be to the school lunch program or to people that need? How does that all work?
Yeah, I have three little girls, ages 7 to 2, and we are a really big farm-to-school partner in the state of Delaware. We supply 4 school districts with fresh produce when we're local in season. We also partner at the Frozen Farmer with the school districts as well, particularly in the summer where they still have the summer meal program going on, and we're able to supply them with our sorbet popsicles. They actually are, they meet all of the USDA Smart Snack nutrition requirements, so that's fantastic. We also work with the school districts to host on-farm field trips in the fall, and one thing that I'm really passionate about is, you know, educating the kids about local agriculture, you know, women's role in agriculture, and basically, you know, the importance of, you know, agritourism in our state as well. It's something that I'm really passionate about, and providing teachers with a resource for lesson plans and basically an on-farm contact.
So let's talk about women in farming. I know you're active in the Women's Workforce Council. What sort of, if we were to look around and see other farms like yours, although yours is pretty unique, but how often do you run across other women who are doing like work to you?
Quite honestly, not a lot to the extent that I'm involved. I know a lot of farmers' wives, you know, are also teachers, which had I known I was going to marry a farmer, maybe I would have gone into that, you know, industry as well. I'm, you know, obviously passionate about teaching kids about agriculture education, but, you know, there are a few wives in Delaware who, you know, are hands-on and side-by-side with their husband 7 days a week during the farming season, and then they have, you know, jobs in the wintertime or the off season. I just so happen to, this is my career full time year round. And I'm very passionate about, you know, being a woman and a female figure in the agriculture industry. It is a male dominated industry, but I do feel like there's a space for, you know, a woman's voice, and I'm proud to represent that.
All right. Well, I think more than a woman's voice, it's getting the job done. I've found in my experience, both in the radio business and in the farm, that women are much better managers, frankly, than men are. They keep their eye on the ball, good salespeople, good to connect, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I built my farm around.
But I mean, I'm very hands-on, you know, out in the field, too. I mean, I've been there on the planter with my husband, and I think it's important that, you know, really to have a well-rounded, you know, aspect of farming and agriculture in general.
All right, so I want to try some of your nice cream. Might sell it in my ice cream buses. Can you ship it as far as Massachusetts from Delaware? I think I'm hot to trot here a little bit on some of the stuff that I'm looking at.
Absolutely. We've shipped into 40 states so far in just the 3 months that we've been shipping online. So we can certainly send some to Massachusetts. Have some to Massachusetts sending out this week, actually.
All right, so I'm going to be in touch with you, and we'll see what we can cook up. Congratulations to you and your husband, your family. That sounds like a great way to keep the farm going to the next generation and perhaps the next generation after that. Katie, good luck to you and Kevin and your children and the farm. Katie Jo Evans, the website is thefrozenfarmer.com here on this week's version of the American Family Farmer.
Thank you. I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and now this comment. Maybe I should bracket this with things to think about, as we are in a crucial time for all the reasons you just heard in our discussion with the lady from the Frozen Farmer, the business of growing and selling, and what are we doing with our crops and that sort of thing. When I look back at the last month or two and the amount of corn, for example, that's been planted, I have in my circle, which includes two local produce, I call them truck farmers, one guy that does conventional, another group that has a farm that's all organic. They're both doing very well. Land office business, or box. They have more CSA shares this year than my conventional farmer friend. He's got more CSAs this year than he's ever had. And it's a result of people understanding or wanting to understand what their real connection should be to their food. After all, you are what you eat. You eat a lot of crap that comes from places that you don't know, you can't see. That's one of the things that's fueling the movement right now to get people to come to the farm. That's why I encourage it, because I want them to see what it's like to raise the calves and get them closer to being milking age. And so we have this, I have this mania, I suppose, trying to figure out what I can do to not only help myself, but to help others. And I do it on the farm as well as on the radio. So when I see the excitement and farmers planting more, Tommy, my conventional farmer, he planted 80% more corn this year than he did last year. And it's come in, and he's not, I've been on him for a couple of years, actually longer than that, to stop using some of the sprays that he had, his father had. His, you know, old habits are hard to break. They don't use it next door on the, I have an organic farm between my house and my farm up the street, and so they don't use anything that would be considered chemically based. But they do have, there are things around as you can buy that will take care of weeds and bugs and that sort of thing. I've noticed that with Tommy, he's done a lot of hand prepping of the land and as much as he could with his workforce, because he's been affected like all of us have been, not getting the workers that he usually has from Guatemala and El Salvador. But anyway, a lot of the three or four of the kids have gone out in the field and actually have hoed. He hasn't done this for ages, and the produce, the harrowing between the rows of the big, of the squash, and the cultivation for the closer in crops, the fields look so much better this year, much more, if you will, appeal. They have, and that's important to people. That, you know, they look at where the crops are grown, and if the field's all full of weeds and stuff, I don't want to eat that stuff. They don't know the weeds don't affect the value of the crop that's gone, except they do suck away from the value of the soil itself and what it can do to grow really good crops. Anyway, Tommy's CSA share has grown immensely. People coming to the farm every day wanting to see, and the corn that for the first time this year he really hasn't sprayed at all, does it? Yeah, it has borers. It has, if you don't spray, the worms are going to be there. And they come in, so you just cut the top off, and that's it. That's how you can know, at least from my experience anyway, whether you're getting organic corn or not, or stuff that you really want to feed yourself. If, in fact, there was a borer on the corn, it means that it wasn't sprayed. And then if the top's cut off of the corn, then that's also a giveaway that it wasn't sprayed. And a lot of farmers during the COVID thing are asking that you not husk the corn. And I'm not really sure why that is. What difference does it make? You take the husk off and toss it. You know, it usually gets fed. I feed it out to my cows. He feeds it to the calves that he's got up there, or the goats, or whatever he's got. And I don't get. That's one of the things that is not understandable about some of the rules and regs that have come upon us. You know, we don't know, but we do. And so if you're checking your corn, the tassels are better this year as well, that I've seen anyway locally here. Everything seems much healthier. And maybe that's because I'm paying more attention to it, because people are paying more attention to my farm and to other farms. They want to know, they want to evaluate what goes well for them. Maybe they'll suggest some things that they don't think is quite right, so that'll help you out a little bit. When it comes to the food, I just think that it's a fabulous thing to get excited and teach your children where it comes from. So hopefully that will continue. I'm Doug Steffen, full of hopes and dreams every week on the American Family Farmer Show. It's our
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.